People often say that they find it hard to make decisions. Unfortunately, we all have to make decisions all the time, whether it's a trivial issue like what to have for lunch, or whether it's a major decision like where to study, or even who to marry. Some people put off decisions by endlessly searching for more information or getting other people to offer their recommendations. Others resort to decision-making by taking a vote, sticking a pin in a list, or tossing a coin. Well, we all grapple with decision-making. Let's get some perspective from NLP life coach Shafia Katkodia. Shafia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Sabah al-Muslim.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me over.
Tell us a little bit more about what decision-making is all about.
Decision-making is all about making choices, whether the choices are impulsive or well thought about and informed choices. The simple choices could be our everyday choices, like where do I need to go buy my groceries, to what to wear or what to eat. And they could be really informed choices about insurance policies, to marriage, work, education, etc. Decision making is a process. It's to identify a decision, gather information, and also consider alternative outcomes.
Now, how much of it has got to do with your personality type, your background? If you take some of the trivial issues, some people just know what they want to do every morning, what they want to wear, what they want to eat, what they want to cook. And other people seem to mull over it, you know, endlessly. Hey, what should I wear? What should I wear? What should I cook? Where should we go for the weekend? That kind of thing.
I think decision making is an important life skill which assists in problem solving. That is, as it is choosing between possible solutions to a problem. And the reason some people are able to do it better is because they plan ahead or they know exactly what they are looking for in the outcome. And they use their intuition and reasoning process, which makes it a little bit easier when they make certain decisions. Of course, it has a personalities and your circumstances makes a huge impact on what decisions you make. And each time the decisions are made, they have an impact on outcomes, whether they have been made rationally or irrationally. And decisions have a direct impact on our future.
So you mentioned two words there, right? Intuition and reasoning. How do you get the balance between the two? One gets the impression sometimes that people overplay the reasoning angle. They want more information, more consideration. Mm-hmm. And then on the other extreme, you have those who say, no, my gut tells me this, and they make decisions very, very quickly.
Okay. Intuition is mostly based on our previous experiences and personal values. Mm-hmm. It's the natural way how our brain connects when making decisions. Intuition is more than a feeling, as it reflects our learnings from life. But intuition differs from person to person because it's a powerful ability. Intuition also gives us comfort and confidence in some of our decisions. Whereas reasoning is about checking facts, using facts and figures for effective decision making.
So
I think both are very important in decision making.
When it comes to decision making, what are some of the obstacles, some of the issues that end up making it more complicated?
Okay. Are you saying what can prevent effective decision making?
Yeah.
Okay. There could be few or many factors that can prevent decision making. It just depends on what decision we're making. Is it personal decisions, whether it is professional life decision or complex decision? But simple things that can affect our decision making could be there are too many choices or alternatives that can cloud our judgment at the time of decision making. It could be too little or too much information. Also, it could be uncertainty about the outcome. Sometimes consequences can be quite risky, especially if a person is going in for surgery, for example, and they know that the surgery can really relieve a person from certain problems, but the risk could be overwhelming, and that can bring in the fear, and that can interfere in decision-making. Also, it could be too many people feeding different views and with vested interests. It could be complexity of the decision where lots of areas needs to be investigated. Sometimes it could be emotional attachments. That could be cultural or religious. Also, a very important factor that affects decision-making is no-K attitude.
Yeah.
Where a person is not concerned about the possible outcome at all.
What about status quo, where people just get into a comfort zone? They don't want to make any decisions. They just want things to be as is.
We all have our comfort zones. That's how we humans are. We actually prefer familiar discomfort rather than unfamiliar possible comfort.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and it's easier not to change. There's a common RC factor that's called resistance to change.
Hmm.
We all have at some time at our life. And status quo bias is one type of cognitive bias, which involves people preferring things remain as they are in the current state of affairs, and it is rather than do something about changing it because it's discomfort. You're not too sure about the outcome. And it's a very conservative mindset. This impacts the outcome and even opportunities that comes with decision-making.
Yeah.
It minimizes the risk associated with change. But also, we can miss out on potential benefits that might even outweigh the risk.
Fascinating and enlightening. Shafia, shukran so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Thank you for having me over.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.